Simin Tov Kuf Pei Zayin will be doing the first sif. Hatokea betoch habor o betoch hamara. Someone who is blowing shofar into a pit or a cave. Osam ha'omdim betoch habor v'amara yotzu. The people inside are yotze because we say that they hear the sound of the shofar. V'omdim b'chutz, whereas the people standing outside it. So there we have a problem, because often along with the shofar you will hear a kol havora, which we simply translate as an echo. In kol shofar shamu yotzu. If they heard the kol shofar, they yotze. In kol havora shamu lo yotzu. Whereas if they heard this kol havora, then they are not yotze. V'chein hatokel to chavis gedol of a kiyotzeba. In kol shofar shama yotze. In kol havora shama lo yotze. The same thing if someone blows into a big barrel. If he heard the kol shofar, the one on the outside, if he heard a kol shofar, is yotze. Where kol havara, you're not yotze. Here, the mechaber doesn't discuss the halachas of people inside the barrel because it's not so common. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, but he does bring a daya that in a barrel the kol havara is so strong that the people inside, if someone's sitting inside a barrel, he will definitely hear a kol havara also. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that this is not simply an interesting halacha, but this halacha was said because there was a tkufa that there were gzeiros against kiyah shofar, and the Jews had to hide in caves in order to blow shofar. So because of that, Chazal had to come and tell us that the people outside, even though they're hearing the tkiyas, have to be sure that they're not hearing a kol havara, because that will disturb their hearing the kol shofar. Now the Mishnah Berurah says if you have a cellar underground, there also you can have a problem. So the people inside are not going to hear an echo, but if you have someone blowing in a basement that's completely underground, the people on the outside may be hearing an echo. Whereas if you have a binyan, if you're talking about a room which is partially underground, but most of it is above ground, there the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't have to be choshesh for it. Also, the Mishnah Berurah points out that our concern here is for hearing this kol havara, but obviously if they're blowing shofar inside and you're on the outside, you're only yotze if they knew you were there, or a shliach tzibur that has in mind to be motzi absolutely everybody. But otherwise, if you just happen to hear someone else's tkiyas, you're not yotze because you have to have the kavana of the mashmiya and the shomea. Now, the kol havara that they hear has to be mixed with the kol shofar in order to pasel. That means if someone heard an entire tkiyah, and then afterwards he hears a kol havara, that doesn't make it pasel. The psul is the fact that he's going to have a tarovis of kol havara together with other sounds. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, mentions that the Shitas HaTaz, that a kol havara doesn't necessarily mean an echo. Kol havara means that it's not a very clear sound. And for that, if you're not hearing it from close by, there's always a chash that what you're hearing is called kol havara and not a kol shofar. Even though it doesn't really sound like that, it sounds like kol havara is a kol mevulbon, which is a combination of a regular sound with some kind of echo. However, we are choshish for the taz, that if you're far away from the tokea and what you're hearing is not a clear sound, you should be choshish that that's not the kind of tkiyah to be yotza with.